Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I am really glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thank you. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to a very late episode 092 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on December 7th, 2012, and brought to you by Raptor Picks USA. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students and all guitarists' playing levels and understanding. So, here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. First, I have to say, if you are new to this podcast, please accept my apologies for this just being a mini version of the show I usually do. I hope to resume full-spectrum shows with all the attendant episode sections in January. So for the time being, please bear with me. I have a bit of a, I hate to use the word excuse, but I have a few things that are cooking that are causing this to not be a full show. How has the past month been for you? Man, it has been a struggle for me to get back to recording. If you aren't listening from the New Jersey area here in the U.S., you simply cannot imagine the upheaval Sandy caused. Well, maybe you can if you're from New Orleans. E-Rex and I were extremely fortunate. We were very inconvenienced, but our only losses were refrigerator contents and electricity, including cable TV, and hardline phone. In our apartment, we were so happy to have hot water and heat, as well as lights and electricity to charge devices in some common areas of our apartment building, which were on a generator. So we were in the dark and without electricity in our residence. Although we did have hot water to shower with and heat, we could go to sections of our building and charge a cell phone or be in a room where there was light and chit-chat with neighbors and so on. Trees came down all around us, but our building and minivan were spared. We were so grateful for that. The day after the storm, my student Gary wanted to have his lesson, so I ventured out. I could not believe the devastation that I saw driving to his home. And we don't live anywhere near the ocean. We're an hour away from the closest beachy beach that one would go to for in the summer to swim. Lines to purchase gas were literally a mile long because so few stations had gas or the electricity to pump it. There wasn't much food in the grocery stores, and most of them weren't open because many roads were closed, so with trees and power lines and whatnot, so the trucks couldn't get through. We didn't have mail for days, so it was quite an experience. Because we didn't have TV, mail delivery, or newspapers, our only source of info was online. I'll tell you, my personal MiFi hotspot was worth its weight in platinum during that 12 days we had no internet. I didn't use it excessively, but I was able to get a little bit of information from the outside on my phone. We did have a battery-powered radio, but we didn't have the batteries, and no matter where you went, you couldn't find that particular battery. So we have rectified that just in case we lose power again. And we have a couple of LED little lanterns, so if we were walking around at night, we could actually see where we were going. Sandy not only wreaked havoc here in our state, but it prevented my E-Rex from beginning his prescribed course of 44 radiation treatments. That was a real drag. The Cancer Treatment Center had to get a generator from Ohio to run its ultra-high-tech medical equipment, and their phones were out for over a week. So daily treatments we thought would conclude just after New Year's Day are going to go well into the middle of January now, barring further delays from blizzards or other atmospheric disturbances. Thank you so much for all of the emails of concern. So far, he's doing very well. Today was his treatment number 18, and we're getting into the rhythm of having to get up and be there each morning. That's saying a lot for people who have to fight their penchant for going to sleep around 2:30 or 3. We do drag ourselves out some mornings when we've been unsuccessful in retiring at a sane hour. We are going to celebrate when he leaves the treatment center for the last time. And appropriately, there's this sort of ship's bell that's mounted on the wall, and whenever anyone finishes their course of treatment there, they have to ring the bell 3 times, and everyone gives them a standing O and wishes them well, and we've witnessed that a few times since we began treatment. So E-Rex is really looking forward to that. I think next week we will mark the halfway point, so that's a positive thing. This week, I smooshed my schedule together. That's a technical word for you not around the New York area. I smooshed my schedule together in an uncharacteristic manner because I had to go for a minor surgery yesterday. So I moved my Thursday students into other days with the kind flexibility of my other students. And students who adjusted your day and time a little so I could make room for other students, I want to thank you so much. I rarely ask people to move their day and time, but this was something I couldn't avoid. It was not a planned schedule shift. In fact, I was surprised that a whole bunch of x-rays and ultrasounds were inconclusive, which is why I needed a surgical biopsy. Now, of course, we have to wait for a result on that, and my opinion about these things is it is what it is, and it's going to be what it is, so I don't get real excited about it. I can't say it doesn't cross my mind, but I try to just dismiss it. Since the last podcast in October, FeedBurner has made changes. Honestly, I still don't have time to do a lot of research, and I cannot say that I am fully informed about the whole lowdown of what's gone on there. I was subscribed to this podcast's show notes through FeedBurner, and I did not receive my show notes for the last few shows. So I've moved my show notes subscription to a service provided by FeedCat as opposed to FeedBurner. Their graphic that I have had to put on my web page, on the podcast page, is not terribly elegant. It's a bit intrusive, actually, and I will try to find something else that doesn't literally jump out at you when you go to the page. Right now, that's the first thing that happens, is that little box of all the varieties of ways you can subscribe through FeedCat to the podcast show notes literally pops open. I'll have to tinker with code or see if they offer something that isn't quite so intrusive, but I'll get to that. My plate's a bit full. I hope you'll find the subscription choices there that you prefer. It seems like it's more robust than what FeedBurner used to offer. However, I haven't found a way to offer a subscription to the audio podcast on FeedCat as yet. Now, it may be there, and I just may have overlooked it because my time online these days seems to be much more sporadic than it used to be, and I cannot seem to put in all the time on the things that I'd really like to do quite as well since E-Rex started treatment. As far as this FeedCat issue goes, it may require tinkering with the web pages and making show notes and the podcast links on separate pages, and then you may be able to subscribe to the show, the actual audio of the show, through FeedCat. So for now, if you subscribe to the podcast, do it in iTunes. It's just the simplest way. I'm on iTunes. All of my podcasts have gone onto iTunes, as far as I can tell, except possibly the last one. I might have had a glitch. If you received 2 of episode 091, one saying something like redo for failed one, I apologize. It may have just been in my iTunes that the 91st show didn't show up. So I'm sorry about that if you received 2 shows that were the same. And I'm sorry also that there weren't any podcasts at all in November. This has never happened since the show's inception a few years ago. After the life and internet interruption of Sandy, it was very hard for me to do a personal reset and resume the usual routine. I have to say, it was the strangest thing. I'm a very disciplined person, and I don't know, it was just difficult. E-Rex and I rested more than I can ever remember during our time without electricity, and it felt so good, and we both needed it. I was absolutely running on empty for a while. Then, right after most of this part of New Jersey had power restored, we segued right into his radiation schedule. I've struggled over the past few weeks to get back to this show. It's not that I don't enjoy doing it. Don't misunderstand. I do. It's just that our radiation schedule, which doesn't occupy that much time, has caused all of our activities except my work to be disrupted and rescheduled, and we're doing things at times of the day that we don't ordinarily. And doing a show adds yet a bit more to my daily workload. So the storm's power outage worked almost like aversion therapy for me. I heretofore loved my Mac, and after the power was restored, I didn't even want to go and be in the same room with it, probably because it represented work from which I still hadn't had a sufficient rest and break. That's my guess. I'm not a shrink, but it seems like that would make sense. I dreaded Thanksgiving because it was our first year without our dear friend Dottie, who passed away last January. Hey, maybe that's what it is. Maybe all the sentiment that comes this time of year, combined with the loss of Dot, combined with exhaustion and coming to grips with E-Rex actually having cancer as attested to by his ongoing treatment, put me in, I don't know, a mental or emotional funk. I'm not really prone to those things, but maybe that's what it is. I haven't been motivated to do much of anything. I've had all I could do most days to get Sealy Boy out of his cage and let him fly around and talk to me for a bit. So rather than not podcast at all during this treatment time, I'm only going to half fight the general malaise that has set in. I plan to record little blasts rather than full-on podcasts. They won't have the usual intro, student spotlight, question of the week, news, take note, and outro segments, but rather just hit on one or two topics briefly. I just have to make this concession until life returns to normal again, which I really am hopeful will be the third or fourth week in January. Who knows? Maybe I can make the change to the show notes archives that I had planned to do over the summer during that time, too. We'll see. I'm really trying to get my life back to square one. I have to take this opportunity to thank Tina of Tina's Picks, my dear friend Tina. Oh, thank you so much for thinking of me and sending me your new pick. It's cool. Thanks. I know I've been MIA for such a long time, and getting mail from you was absolutely a bright spot. So thank you, and I'll personal message you on Twitter as soon as I can get around to it. I want to say hi to Eileen and Clary, who I will be seeing for a consultation next week, and thanks to Arno for that referral. Hanukkah is upon us this weekend, so happy Hanukkah to all my students, friends, and listeners. Christmas is 2.5 weeks away. Yike. If you will be traveling to or live in the New York metro area for the holiday season, please do not neglect to visit the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey. If you already bought Thank You, Les, the extraordinarily homage to Les Paul by Lou Palo and friends, and you love it, you should go to the museum and experience yet an even larger hat tip to the guitarist who changed how we all listen to music and play guitar. If you haven't purchased your boxed set or digital download of Thank You, Les, what are you waiting for? What about my students? Well, let's see. They're all doing well. The notables, who would ordinarily be in student spotlights over the past couple of weeks if I had done a regular show, would have been Arno, who, despite moving to a new home the week before Sandy and the unbelievable hassles he has had to go through just to get into and out of New York City to go to work, has been playing extraordinarily well. And Bridget, who at this early stage of her guitar development is playing like a monster. Bridget should have a subtitle that's called They Call Me Guitar Hurricane, the Stevie Ray Vaughan song, because she's just playing like a monster. Go Bridget. Mike, the accountant, not to be confused with Mike, the dental implant specialist, upgraded from the guitar we purchased together before he began lessons to a lovely Martin. I guess he likes his guitar, and I think he's digging playing. By the way, if you hear uncharacteristic sounds, there's an alert siren going off right now. And if you hear whirring in the background, the gardeners are blowing leaves. I have to record now because E-Rex is out. He'll be back any moment. And this is a rare opportunity to have the apartment all to myself and quiet. So I can't wait for them to finish. I apologize. My windows are closed, but the leaf blowers are loud. How are my DRs? Well, I'm glad you asked. They can probably go, I'd say, a week or two before I can't stand them and need to change them. I'm supposed to not play for a few days, so that'll save string wear a little bit. Now, please note, although there's no question of the week this time, don't forget that if you have a question that you'd like me to address on the podcast, you can email it to me at guitartechnique@gmail.com, and that's all spelled traditionally, guitartechnique@gmail.com. If I use your question, I will be glad to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. If you're in the New York area and haven't already contributed to the Sandy Relief effort, and you'd like to, no guilt trip intended here, there are a number of ways you can do that. The dollar total of damage here is something like 75 billion. That's billion with a B. One of the notable events designed to raise funds is the 12-12-12 concert that will take place on the 12th at Madison Square Garden, which is a relief effort launched by the Robin Hood Foundation. The artist lineup at this time is Bon Jovi, Rick Clapton, Dave Grohl, Billy Joel, Alicia Keys, Chris Martin, Bruce and the E Street Band, Eddie Vedder, Roger Waters, Kanye West, The Who, and Paul McCartney. There will be free simulcasts in Sandy devastated areas, which is a wonderful idea. This concert will be live, streamed, and in theaters, so please go to the 12-12-12.org site for full info. I will include the link in the show notes. Just a wee disclaimer. Everything available online about the Robin Hood Foundation that I have found is great. I don't know of any track record for them, though. I can tell you that many large relief efforts, like ones in the past for Bangladesh back in the day, the ones for 9/11 here in the New York area, the Katrina ones, and others, have not all used the donated funds efficiently. In one case you may or may not have read about, all the donations were spent on pricier than necessary lunches and other creature comforts for relief workers, and none of it made it to the victims, literally none of it. Clearly not the intention of the donors. I have absolutely no reason to believe that the Robin Hood Foundation is like that. But if you're donating to any organization that aids Sandy survivors, and I don't like the word victims, you should do your own research and be sure that the money will be used, and actually used, I should say, as you intend. I'm going to include a link to Charity Navigator in the show notes that can assist you with that. And if you're just listening and you don't read the show notes, it's charitynavigator.org. So that would be probably a rather impartial and fairly good guide for you. I have a couple Save the Date alerts for you if you have your 2013 calendars ready. I don't have my 2013 calendar ready, but I do keep all my important dates in my phone. Okay. On February 5th, that's a Tuesday at 7:30 p.m., Bucky Pizzarelli and Ed Laub are going to be at the Mahwah Museum in Mahwah, New Jersey, for a gallery talk in which they will recount their stories about their friend Les Paul, discuss the beautiful guitars on display, and show their prodigious guitar playing techniques. The gallery talk will take place in the upstairs gallery of the Mahwah Museum, which is located at 201 Franklin Turnpike in Mahwah. Admission is $15 and seating is limited. Tickets will be available soon through the museum's website. Bucky Pizzarelli is a longtime resident of Upper Saddle River, New Jersey, and is widely known for bringing Les Paul out of his self-imposed retirement in the 70s. Originally performing at Club 17, just south of Lake Street in Ramsey, Pizzarelli and Paul came together as a duo in the early 70s. In 1975, they played together at Carnegie Hall, Town Hall, and CW Post Center. Those are all in New York City. For years, after coming out of retirement, Les Paul played every Monday night at Fat Tuesdays and then at the Iridium in New York City with stars such as Bucky Pizzarelli, who would stop by to sit in with him. The master of the seven-string guitar, Pizzarelli, at age 86, still performs frequently. Ed Loeb, an Upper Saddle River native, began playing guitar at the age of 12 and soon became one of Pizzarelli's students in 1965. He currently performs in restaurants and jazz clubs, at private parties, and so on in the region, and sometimes teaming up not only with Pizzarelli, but also with other rather star-quality musicians. This program and others at the museum are part of the Les Paul in Mahwah, A Tribute, which continues through June 2013. Now, the museum is open for visitors, and I'm not talking about this gallery talk, on Wednesdays, Saturdays, and Sundays from noon to 5 p.m. So if you're in the area and you're planning to visit the museum or you're just going to the gallery talk, that would be your guide for seeing the Les Paul in Mahwah exhibit. What are you doing in April? It is totally worth a trip to New York. And I'm talking about not just flyover country. I'm talking about across oceans to hear over 30 of the world's greatest guitarists play sidemen to each other over two nights at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, for the Crossroads Festival. That's going to be April 12th and 13th. Now, this is a thing that Eric Clapton, I don't know if he organizes it or if they just use his name for publicity or whatever, but this is the Crossroads Festival. And right now, the artists that are listed to appear are Albert Lee, Alan Holdsworth, the Allman Brothers Band, Andy Fairweather Lowe, B.B. King, Blake Mills, Booker T., Brad Paisley, Buddy Guy, Citizen Cope, Dave Biller, Doyle Bramhall II, Earl Clue, Rick Clapton, Gary Clark Jr., Jeff Beck, Jimmy Vaughan, John Mayer, John Scofield, Johnny Lang, Kep Moe, Keith Urban, Kurt Rosenwinkel, Los Lobos, Robbie Robertson, Robert Cray, Robert Randolph, Sonny Landreth, Taj Mahal, and Vince Gill. Now, please be advised, do your research. I will include the garden, the link to the Madison Square Garden and to this page in the show notes, but not all the artists are playing both nights. I mean, different artists are playing on different evenings, so choose your tickets for that carefully. And the tickets are going to go fast, so I know April seems like light years away. It's not. And lastly, as far as saving the dates, this year, the 92nd Street Y's guitar series, which is called The Art of the Guitar, is going to run from February to May. There was a time when these concerts began and were spread out more. There was more time between the concerts when they began in November. You can go to 92y.org or check the link in the show notes to take you directly to the guitar series page. So what are you doing for the guitarist on your Hanukkah or Christmas list this year? Yeah, strings and straps and cables and amps are good, if you know what they like. Sure, tickets to hear their favorite artist or gift cards to buy music are great. But why don't you get them something they can't go to the store and buy for themselves? A whole new infusion of inspiration. How can you buy them inspiration? Well, by getting them some Raptor Picks from Raptor Picks USA, of course. Once in a great while, something comes along that's literally revolutionary. The Raptor R Series guitar pick is just such a creation. It affords its user a sublime quartet of sounds which can be summoned with the mere rotation of the brilliantly designed raptor pick. Not only is it a beautifully executed, ingenious idea, but the first experience of playing with it is almost impossible to describe because it's so different from anything you've ever employed. Get past the unusual feel of the raptor guitar pick, and the door to faster, cleaner, and more creative playing swings wide open. Your grip will be sure, your attack will be silent, and your projection will be enhanced. Add to that the technology that enables the pick to glide over your strings rather than bluntly striking them, and the Raptor R-Series pick stands alone as an asset to every guitarist who uses one. Seasoned pro, this pick offers more subtle differences of expression because of the variety of timbres it produces. Intermediate recreational guitarist, improve your sound by upgrading your pick. Rank beginner, prime your creativity right from the outset. Genuine Raptor R-Series guitar picks are available at raptorpicksusa.com. More free Raptors with the purchase of every increment of four or more is just another way of spreading the excellence one guitarist at a time. Although the postal system is slowing down, your order will be shipped the next business day, and orders placed for delivery in the continental U.S. by December 18th should arrive by Christmas Eve. But don't wait to place your order. Go online today. Raptor Picks are a registered design. All rights are owned by Black Carbon. Sorry for being MIA after Sandy. I guess I really needed to crash and rest a bit. It's been a stressful year. Congrats to Bridget and Arno, who are playing well. Arno, I've almost grown to expect you playing well, and Bridget, you go girl. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you for forbearing with this episode of 092 of the Guitar Technique Tutor Podcast. I hope you heard something interesting or entertaining. I'm going to get back to full-featured podcasts as soon as I can. I will include links to anything that I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. And don't forget, there's a new subscription service. So if you used to subscribe to the show notes through some feed burner source and you're not getting them, go to my podcast page or to Feedcat. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, which is GuitarTechniqueTutor.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there's no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your questions for the question of the week segment, which I hope was going to resume shortly. If I use your question, I will be delighted to send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I'm not a tweeting maniac. In fact, I have not tweeted at all for quite a while, but I'm going to resume probably this weekend. I tweet to update anyone following me with guitar-y exploits or information that I think they might need, and I am a big retweeter of what I think is interesting or important for you to know about. On my homepage and on the podcast page of my website, you'll find the link to subscribe to the podcast via iTunes for now, and to subscribe to the show notes or buy a reader through Feedcat. If you're seeking expert guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hillburn, Mahwah, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Tuxedo, Tuxedo Park, Upper Saddle River, Viola, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is the best, and my number's on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Whether you're a beginner guitarist, a professional, or any level in between, genuine Raptor Guitar Picks will catapult your playing forward. Visit RaptorPicksUSA.com to order yours today. Practice, have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, doing my part to come back from a funk and spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. Happy Hanukkah, everybody.